Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe and our island skies. We turn, as usual, to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
How's it going, Dave? This week's Stargazers, Saturn continues its ascension in the eastern sky just after sunset. It'll be visible from around 7 p.m. onwards. Also in the eastern sky during sunset, we have our sister planet Venus. Finally, almost directly above us at sunset, we will be able to see Jupiter. Now this week our moon is waxing. The thin crescent will begin to grow to a quarter full moon by week's end.
And today we are heading up to the summit of Mauna Kea and to one of the observatories there where we're going to learn about super flares on other stars. Did I get that right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, this week a local discovery by the Subaru Observatory atop Mauna Kea. Scientists using the Subaru telescope have observed super flares in stars in a distant part of the galaxy. These stars are similar to our own sun, but they release enormously powerful flares from their atmospheres.
And so on the flare note, explain what the flares are.
Well, these super flares are monster versions of the solar flares that occur in the atmosphere of our own sun. The difference is that these super flares can be 10 to 10,000 times more powerful than the biggest solar flares on the sun.
And what's causing them?
So these solar flares are giant explosions in the sun's atmosphere, and they're thought to be caused when massive amounts of magnetic energy are released around sunspots. You can imagine this magnetic energy like a spring. When a spring is compressed, you have a buildup of energy. When you let the spring go, all that energy is released in a single action. In the case of the sun, you get a solar flare when the spring is released.
And those are the things that sometimes screw up radio transmissions and electrical things?
That's right. If they're strong enough, they can disrupt communications and even power grids here on the surface of the Earth.
And so how did Subaru make this discovery?
Well, the scientists at Subaru were using an amazing instrument called a spectrograph. This allows them to analyze the light from these distant stars and determine what is happening on the surface.
And that's something that you've told us about before recently, analyzing light.
That's exactly right. The spectrograph is the go-to tool for astronomers, something we covered on a recent Stargazer.
Now, Christopher, are these super flares something we have to worry about happening on the sun?
Well, thankfully, it's not something that is an immediate threat to us here on the Earth. But one of the goals of this study was to determine if stars like our sun can undergo super flare events. And it turns out they can. However, our sun seems to be a little different to those other stars, and it's very well behaved in comparison.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next time for Stargazer.